This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Thank you very much, Francis. Well, I'm very sorry to have to usurp the Secretary of State. And I do hope that he comes, in which case I can very rapidly hand over to him. But before you all do have to go, I just want to say a few words. This is my first Royal College of Midwives conference as General Secretary of the Royal College of Midwives. And the first thing I want to say is it's been, in my view, an absolutely fantastic conference. And I just want to say a huge thank you to all of you who have attended, whether it's been for the student conference yesterday and you've managed to carry on today, or the Workplace Reps Conference, or the main conference. I really appreciate the travelling you do to get here, the time out from work, and it's just wonderful that you can be here. So thank you. And it was really fun to join those of you who were able to attend the conference dinner on the dance floor last night. And there were quite a few people who proved that we may have a lot of midwives reaching the older age of the spectrum, but we certainly can shake it about still. So that was nice. Well done. And I'm sure you would like me, on your behalf, to thank our exhibitors and especially our alliance partners, Johnson & Johnson, Pampers, Children's Mutual and Vitabiotics. I think all of our exhibitors have really given us a lot to look at, a lot to learn about outside of the main conference halls. And thank you, too, to all of our sponsors, NHS Choices, NMC, Johnson's Baby, Pampers Village and the NPSA, who allow us to have some rather delicious breakfasts as well as some very good educational sessions. And finally, in terms of thank yous, I want to say a very big thank you to Neil Stewart Associates, who put this conference on for us, and all of the college staff who have done a wonderful job, I think, of running this conference. They've all been working extremely hard, well outside the normal course of duty, and every single one of them has played a part. So lots of thank yous to everyone. Now, in terms of making a few closing remarks, firstly, what I want to say is this has been my first year as General Secretary, and I'm delighted to have been in that post in what I think has been a really good year for maternity services. Here we are in the UK with a service which the majority of women rate as good or excellent. And we have a government that is determined to get more money for maternity services and to get more midwives. And I think that is an excellent position to be in. They could well just say, this is quite a good service. Let's say good enough is good enough. But they're not. And all of us, together with them, want to ensure that every single woman in this country says this service is excellent. And it's just great that everybody's keen to do that. But I do want to emphasise the good, because otherwise I think we can depress ourselves. And in the first year that I've been in post, I've been going around the whole of the UK and I've been visiting midwives, and I am just so impressed at what people achieve. And I know all of you have had the opportunity during this conference to listen to midwives talking about what they do well. And there is such a lot of that going on. I think you should be extremely proud of yourselves. Our recent survey that we undertook with NetMums just before this conference actually shows that I think there is some progress and that doors are starting to open in terms of change. A huge number of women are now saying that they do have good access to midwifery services. Over 75% of women in our survey said they had access to midwives before 12 weeks plus 6 days. And that, in my view, is a big change. Now, obviously, that doesn't mean that we don't have to pay attention to those women who are still falling outside of that time. But it's very positive that women are getting into services on the whole earlier. And I was also really pleased when I looked at the results of our survey that an astonishingly high number of women say they had the name and telephone number of a midwife in case they were worried. Now, I don't think women would say they had that if they didn't feel they could use it. And I was really pleased about that because that's feeling to me as though things are moving in the right direction. If women say, yes, we can contact a midwife. And in terms of the survey we just did across the UK, 68% of women in our survey said they had a choice of place of birth, and about half of those said they were given a choice of home birth or midwifery-led unit. So I think, again, that shows a glimmer of hope in the area of choice. And I know that could get a lot better, but I think it's gradually improving. So, thanks to you, things are getting better. But, of course, the downside is that women in our survey, 30% said they weren't offered free antenatal classes, 35% reported being left alone at some time when they were worried during labour, and 43% didn't have sufficient access to midwives in the postnatal, on the postnatal wards or in the community. So the message really is that we're now seeing a gradual and somewhat patchy, but nonetheless real improvement in services, I think. And we are seeing a real increase in money starting to reach maternity services and starting to see a real increase in midwives. But we have to go on lobbying in order to try and improve those bits I've mentioned that aren't good enough yet. And what the Royal College of Midwives is determined to do over this next year is to carry on lobbying for the resources that we think we need. And in particular, in a period where the NHS is going to be challenged to deliver on efficiency and productivity, we are going to keep saying, as Andrew Lansley, the Shadow Secretary of Health, said, we have delivered huge productivity benefits over the last few years when the birth rate in the UK has increased far more dramatically than the number of midwives. So we will be arguing that you have already made your productivity contribution. And thank you. And referring back again to our survey, we will be particularly keen to lobby for more and better postnatal care for women and their families. So, having said this has been a good year for maternity services, I also want to say that I think this has been a really good year for the Royal College of Midwives. Our membership is going from strength to strength. We've got the highest number of student midwives in membership ever, and we've got an increasing number of midwives, and we are delighted to be having a growing number of maternity support workers in membership. And that membership is strong across Scotland, England, Northern Ireland, and Wales. And I believe that our organisation is respected, whether it is at the level of lobbying or representation or providing professional advice. So I want to say, because I know the Secretary of State has now arrived, so I'd better finish, that I think things are looking pretty good. And hopefully we're going to hear him telling us that they're going to get even better. As I say, this has been a fantastic conference for me. I hope you've had a brilliant time, and I really look forward to seeing you all next year. Thank you.